Football is back, and so is winning season at MyBookie. NFL, college football, and a brand new cash-out system give you options on how to bet and to win all season long. First two legs of your parlay hit? Great. Get out while the getting is good. Cash out and use the funds on another bet, or let it ride for the chance at a bigger payday. Use early cash outs as a tool to stay in control of the action at MyBookie. To get started, go to MyBookie.ag now and register for an account for free. When you're ready, make your first deposit. Just use promo code ZABE, Charlie, Zulu, Alpha, Bravo, Echo, and grab a welcome bonus on the house. That's promo code ZABE to claim your deposit bonus. And for a limited time, a free chip to use in the MyBookie casino. You can bet anything, anytime, anywhere, only with MyBookie. Today's Power Lunch is brought to you by The Palm at Tyson's Corner, Virginia. Sure, The Palm is great for a fancy night out, but it's also the perfect midweek spot for a lunch with a client, or lunch to catch up with a friend, or maybe even to do an interesting podcast like this. Power Lunch menu selections at The Palm start at $26 for an appetizer, meal, and dessert. Book your reservation today directly at thepalm.com, open table, or by calling them at 703-917-0200.
I can make most anything on the menu except
whatever you got is fine.
I'm going to say some bad words. You're just going to have to deal with it.
PB&J with the crusts cut off. Well, Brian, this is a very nutritious lunch.
Hey, you got enough money to pay for all this? You know, money, cash, dollars, dinero.
So what I believe you were trying to say is thank you.
Thank you?
You're welcome.
What can I say? Al Galdi has come across the river, Solly. How about them apples?
Wow, me too. I came across the river.
But you did free food. You're here. Yeah. That's an easy
for
call you for
you. For you and Galdi, I'll go wherever.
Galdi, it's good to have you back. You gave Solly a big embrace like it was the first time you'd seen him since getting out of prison. When was the last time you guys set eyes on each other?
I believe it was June 6th, 2021, in your van in the parking lot.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
Of Rockville. I believe.
June that was 6th. 3.5 years ago, really? It was definitely in the van.
Is that a made-up date?
Yes. Okay. I could say anything you'd believe. But yeah, it's been I think the van was the last time.
Yeah, it's been a while.
I don't remember which van. How many? You've had three?
No, I had two.
Only two. Okay.
Only two. Well, you know, if you count the old Kia Carnival as minivan.
Now you
I'm a 56-year-old man, Galdi, that drives a minivan by choice.
Hey.
With no kids in the house. What is wrong with me?
You are unique, and you deserve respect for that. So.
Well, you know, someone stopped me in the parking lot the other day and was like, how do you like that Kia? And I became the biggest Kia salesman you've ever heard or seen. I'm like,
you,
I love it.
Do you get that Kia for free?
No, I don't. Okay. Although I got it from Billy Brown out in Chantilly.
Billy and Chantilly.
You know Billy and Chantilly?
Oh, we used to advertise.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Billy, huge fan of this podcast and myself. And I would say he got me a really good deal on it back when deals on cars were harder to get. Now everything has shifted, you know, because things are changing.
Things are different. Yes, they are.
Things are different indeed. Just like they're different in Washington with the Commanders. How about your Commanders, Galdi? The Al Galdi podcast, available wherever you get your podcasts.
Right.
Traffic's directly in DC sports. So for those of you that say, Zabe, I hate it that you're all Green Bay, Wisconsin. You don't talk enough. Galdi is the place to go. The Al Galdi podcast. Get it wherever you get your podcast. So I assume you've been going nuts on the Commanders.
It's been amazing, man. We suffered for many, many years. I mean, 31 seasons, but who's counting? And to have this is incredible. And it's not just what they're doing. It's how they're doing what they're doing. They have an offense that is a big boy offense, a high-level offense. We have not had this in forever.
It's not a gimmick offense. There is zone read elements in there.
Oh, yeah.
Daniels.
Oh, yeah. But you know, in recent years, when Washington has done good offense, it's been in a manner in which, like, every little thing goes well, and they do just enough to get to, like, 24 points. And now they're regularly scoring 30-plus. Big plays, explosive plays. Like,
they had what,
this is
34 Sunday?
Yes.
Yeah, 34.
Could have been 40. They kind of took their foot off the gas.
Yeah.
That would have been three straight 40 burgers, correct?
No, they had 38 in the Monday night win. But it's three straight 30 or more, first time since 2005.
Yeah, when you're this mediocre, everything is a first time.
Yeah,
first time this, first time that.
In 16 years, they can be 5-1 first time in 28 years.
Yeah.
all these Jaden Daniels records. So it's nice, I guess.
It reminds me of the...
Are you back? Are you back on board, Zayd? He's people, we again,
people
Galdi.
Keep asking that. People keep asking, are you back? Are you back? I'm not back. I will be back if they go back to Red Sox. That's it. That is my threshold.
Is that automatic or that just would open the door?
It would... I would apply for dual citizenship.
Oh, okay.
How about that?
Like Houston, Texas stand when you live there for a while.
If I'd only stayed. If I only kept my property in Houston, Texas stand during the lean years of Bill O'Brien.
It only took decades to pay off, but yes, now it would be paying off.
I don't know. You know, people say come back. I mean, I'm happy for you guys, and it's amazing how much more positive the vibes are, right? On everything.
Absolutely. I mean, you know this. For decades, there was this perpetual like snark and sarcasm when you talked about the team, and that's starting to finally dissipate where you can just talk about the team in a positive way and you're being serious.
I don't know if it's dissipated. I think it's gone. I don't think there's anything left. What's there to rip anymore?
Just the idea of like the other shoe is going to drop at some point, you know, just that it's still early enough to where, all right, you got to see more. But yeah, it's a much different tone than what we grew accustomed to.
It's fucking great. Good for Jaden Daniels. Good for the Commanders. Now we got to get that name fixed. Go from there.
Well, the owner has said no to Redskins.
Yeah,
so
I think that's going to be tough.
You're not expecting to come back?
I doubt it.
All right. Idiot of the week. Let's get to this in the NFL. Is it Sean McDermott for the way he clock mismanaged down the stretch for the Bills? Or is it this guy Dylan Stewart for South Carolina? Did you see what this kid did against Ole Miss?
I don't think I saw that one.
Okay, so the rage these days has been no finger gun celebrations the NFL.
Gilbert, yes.
Okay. This guy actually stood over Jackson Dart, the quarterback for Ole Miss, and did a bim.
Is that wrong?
At him.
Should I not have done that?
Point blank range.
Is that wrong?
Oh, it gets even worse. Wait until I show it to you here on my computer.
Did he do a throat slash? Can you do the throat slash?
No, you can't do this. You cannot do throat slashes, weapon gestures,
sexual
or the like.
Right.
Thrust, the Hingle McCringleberry, multiple thrusts is illegal.
Grabbing the junk, he grabbed as well. 14 grand fine for that. So it's no fun league. Yeah.
It also cost them a first down because they had gotten off the field on what would have been fourth down. And he gets this celebration where he sacks Jackson Dart and he goes, bop, 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 bop. Jackson Dart responded, though, with a rap lyric, something about 100 shots and you still miss.
Oh.
All right. Biggie, I believe. Do you know who that is?
I don't know.
You have no idea.
Rap me?
No. Yeah. Dart referenced the song 100 Shots, which is a diss track Young Dolph towards Yo Gotti. The title comes from an incident in Charlotte, North Carolina, in which Gotti's car was shot up. And he said, how TF you miss a whole 100 shots? Jackson. The play would have made it an Ole Miss fourth down, but on the 15-yard penalty extended the drive, Rebels eventually got a 44-yard field goal to extend their lead to 27-3 over South Carolina as the fourth quarter approached. Okay, now I've set it up. I'm gonna show this to you right here. Let me turn my laptop around, make sure I don't spill anything. Come on here. See, I need an AV director to come to these podcasts to show you this. But yeah, you can look it up. This is one of those things where I've been ripping on the NFL for being so uptight about the finger guns and whatnot. Right. This is a definite case of, holy shit, what is wrong with you? Like, that is so not sportsmanlike at all.
Yeah, you can't have that.
So who's the idiot of the week? Is it McDermott or is it this guy who did the
McDermott's stupidity lost them that game, you could very well say. This guy's stupidity. They were down 27-3 already. Who cares? It's just another...
Just a tone deafness, I guess, to the situation.
It's like doing the first down signal after you're down 27-3, right? It doesn't make much sense.
Yeah, here you go.
Oh, he does the guns. Do-do-do-do. That's not too bad.
I mean, bang, come bang, bang. On. Seriously. That is actually unsettling to me.
That's a little weird.
Yeah, well, more than a little weird. It's like, this shit is taking young black lives in the hood all the time. The mindless, yeah, I'm going to shoot you. Bam, 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 bam. And this guy's out there, scholarship athlete, you know, at a place of higher education. And that's his first instinct. Down 24-3.
Maybe he can get a gun NIL deal out of this or something.
Yeah.
That reminds me, do you remember the UFC fighter and the Ultimate Fighter? He was from the Middle East. Who, after he won, would pretend to be spray shooting entire cage. I forget his name.
A lot of guys do the
But it was like, what are you doing, dude? And this is like 15 years ago. So that is the thing, what he did.
All right. So we got two big quarterback problems right now in the NFL. And one of them you saw firsthand yesterday, Galdi, which is Deshaun Watson.
Oh, yeah.
Holy shit. What?
What happened? Huh?
What happened? What are they going to do exactly?
Pay him.
He's terrible. He runs the team into sacks, fumbles, and pretty much dead-end drives.
He's horrible. You know, he's still not even 30. So it's not like you're talking about someone who's, you know, on the wrong side of 30 and is just fading athletically. He's lost whatever mojo he ever had. And I mean, the most amazing thing is we for years made such a big deal here about the Haynesworth contract, right?
Yeah.
This blows away the Haynesworth contract.
Because they had to trade for him. And we bought Haynesworth for free on the open market.
And listen to you saying we.
I know. Sorry about that.
They only paid Haynesworth, and I know it's in 2010 money, but it was only around $40 million for 2 years. That's all that it ended up coming out to. He did not get paid the $100 million that he initially signed.
Right. Watson, this guy's going to get every penny.
Watson is $200+ million fully guaranteed. It's not even close to what Haynesworth got.
Dummy. What a dummy.
I know.
The fact that Watson just got accused again a few weeks ago.
Of course.
24th woman.
He might be on a Diddy tape for all we know, too, you know?
I've been calling him Diddy Watson. Like, he's the Diddy of the NFL.
Does that list out the Diddy list of official? I don't know how official that list
but
is.
Busby, who's the same lawyer, Solly, that has all the Watson clients, has a bunch of Diddy clients.
There's like 120
and he keeps running his mouth like, next week Tony the Lusty. List will be released and the names will shock you. I, for one, have already lowered my expectations below the table. I have pretty much said it's going to be a disappointment.
Epstein list, Diddy list, which is worse? Compare and contrast.
What do you mean Epstein list? It never came out.
Yeah, right.
The client list never came out. There were flight logs reportedly that were not confirmed, but we don't know the actual client list.
Trump, Clinton, right? All there.
Prince Andrew, another one.
Prince Andrew, that's
right. So how did Watson get so bad?
It's a combination of being on a bad team, losing his
his mojo playing in shame.
And probably. I think not playing, you know, he did not play
a whole year
much these last few years due to suspension, due to injury, due to being parked on the side.
But what do you think that makes him forget how to play football?
No, but I think there's something too, you know, you kind of lose that comfort of playing, you know, like when you keep doing something over and over and you don't do it, I think to just say, well, you can just pick it right back up. Some guys can.
Right.
He clearly can't.
Do you believe in the EPA per dropback stat?
Yes, I do.
EPA.
I'm a big EPA guy.
You're a big EPA guy.
Yeah.
Okay. Tell us about EPA as we're about to dig into our delicious lobster bisque here.
Bisque.
So first EPA, then lobster bisque. Expected points added?
Yeah, so it's kind of the state-of-the-art advanced stat in the NFL, and the idea is each play provides a certain number of expected points in terms of what you will get on that drive based on what you just did
on
that play.
So by each play, the computer factors in down and distance, yard line, time of the game, and is it a drop back pass? Is it a run? Is it a whatever?
Score, historically, what happens in this spot, et cetera.
Okay.
And there are a lot of adjustments that people, you know, there are multiple versions of EPA, which
of course there are.
Complicates
like
everything.
F-war, exactly. P-war.
Adjusted war.
I wish we could normalize all of this, but we can't. One day we'll have EPA unity. We don't have that just yet. But yeah, it's become kind of a gold standard thing to look at in terms of like how good are you as a quarterback. And for a quarterback, it takes into account the take a sack? Are you an effective runner?
Right.
Because things like passer rating don't factor in.
It only rates you as a passer. It doesn't rate you as
very
a runner.
Flawed.
It doesn't rate you as an escaper. Escapers who can take sacks and turn them into at least no gain are hugely valuable.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
And he's the opposite of that.
He's atrocious.
He does loop-de-loops, yeah, running around in circles, getting crushed and fumbling.
He and I was one of those people who thought, all right, maybe initially he's off, but eventually the Deshaun Watson of Houston will reemerge with Cleveland. And the further we get away from the Deshaun Watson with the Texans, the more I think you have to say that that guy's gone. Like, he's not just going to magically reappear
no,
again.
No, it's done. So what do you do then?
Go to
you
Jameis. Know, go you, to Jameis.
You know the owner is sitting there going, you cannot bench him. That cements him as a bust. We'll have zero chance to trade him this offseason.
Trade? You can't trade him.
You can't. You untradeable?
Russell Wilson. Yeah.
Okay.
How do you trade someone with a contract?
So the owner wants
you'd
to hang
to
in there.
You have to give Deshaun in three ones for a seventh. I mean, just to get who wants him at that kind
pretty much
of money?
Nobody, I'd guess. So his EPA per dropback is so low, it ranks with some of the worst quarterbacks I think we've seen in a long time. I saw the list.
Yeah, that's horrible.
They're like, yeah.
It's horrible.
Well, all right, so that's problem number one. Problem number two is Aaron Rodgers. And we'll talk about him right after the break. Steakhouse Confidential. We're at the Palm and Tyson's Corner. If you want to come have a beautiful lunch at an affordable price in the gleaming, glistening shadow of Tyson's Corner and Tyson's Corner 2, the sequel mall that this is next to. It's fancier, Galdi. It's nicer. It doesn't have a Spencer's Gifts with all the boob toys in it, but it's still, it's a fine mall. And malls are dying, okay?
There ain't many left.
So come to Tyson's Corner in the Palm and enjoy a great lunch. We're back with more after this. Hiring with Indeed, your search is over. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Indeed's matching engine leverages over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, constantly learning from your preferences. The more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Zabe. Just go to Indeed.com/Zabe right now and support our show, saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/Zabe. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Football is back. And so is winning season at MyBookie. NFL, college football, and a brand new cash-out system give you options on how to bet and to win all season long. First two legs of your parlay hit? Great. Get out while the getting is good. Cash out and use the funds on another bet. Or let it ride for the chance at a bigger payday. Use early cash outs as a tool to stay in control of the action at MyBookie. To get started, go to MyBookie.ag now and register for an account for free. When you're ready, make your first deposit. Just use promo code ZABE, Charlie, Zulu, Alpha, Bravo, Echo, and grab a welcome bonus on the house. That's promo code ZABE to claim your deposit bonus. And for a limited time, a free chip to use in the MyBookie casino. You can bet anything, anytime, anywhere, only with MyBookie.
All right, that soup was good.
Beautiful.
These crackers sure are making me thirsty.
Pretzels.
Thank you. Galdi, it's great to have you back because you're my number one Seinfeldologist. And while some of my colleagues now speak Seinfeld, they don't speak it very fluently.
No, I mean, look, at this point, 1998, when the last episode ran, you're talking quite a long time ago. So,
how many people younger than us have seen it?
It's an old show at this point.
You know, I love it when they have those where this many, whereas this many years as close to X.
Oh, I know.
Right.
As X is as to Y, and it's
Watergate is the same distance from Seinfeld. Same distance as we are.
The invention of the internal combustion engine, or something crazy like that, right? So, okay. That said, let's press into some other issues. The Rodgers issue. He's 40. What do you expect? He went into retirement for 3 days. He was 90% retired. Then he goes into a yurt for 3 days, gets jacked up on ayahuasca, comes out, blinks his eyes in the daylight, and says, I came to me in a vision. I want to be a Jet. I got to be a Jet. And so now he's 40, coming off a repaired Achilles. He doesn't run well, and he doesn't like motion, apparently. And he doesn't like, you know, the kind of modern bells and whistles of the modern offense.
Yeah.
So now what do you have? You have Garrett Wilson getting targeted 22 times in their loss on Sunday.
And you have this dynamic with him and Saleh, and it's hard to tell if this is legit or if this is just, you know, concocted stuff. But yeah, I mean, there are signs that they don't get along.
How about week one when he gave him the mean mug? Is that week one?
When he didn't
Hug him?
Yes.
That was like 2 or 3 weeks ago.
But still, that was one little thing, and he said, I was joking.
And then the cadence thing from Saleh.
Cadence gate, which consumed all of last week.
Like, that's Rodgers' baby, the cadence thing, right? Like, he's he's the master.
319. Right, exactly.
Yeah, so... yeah, you're fighting against something that you're not going to beat, which is time. Like,
not without your friends, the Stans.
Right, exactly.
As you like to say, Stanazolol, Standrolone. Come on, Galdi, give me some of the more exotic.
Yeah, Winstrol, Decadroblin, yeah. I mean, now at this point, I think that the industry has moved to higher levels.
You can't take those.
Things that we can't even comprehend.
I think they test for those fire
cool. Yeah.
You gotta pee in a cup. I'm sure he pees in a cup.
But the other thing, too, with quarterbacks is it's usually not a gradual decline. Like, if you're a great one, you're great. And then, like, the next year, you can drop off and be really bad. We saw that happen with Peyton Manning. It's happened with other guys. It's not necessarily this, like, steady, linear decline. It's like, you're really good, and then one year you're not, and then that's kind of it. And maybe that's where we are with Rodgers.
Yeah. Well, it's going to be interesting the rest of the year because I don't see it getting better. I think he's taken more and more hits. He had that one hit in which he was crawling on all fours afterwards.
Wincing in pain.
The meme was every guy over 30 after playing Legos with his kid for an hour. You're crawling going, oh, I was on the floor for too long. By the way, how are your kids, Galdi? Good? Seven-year-old son?
Seven-year-old Stryker. Son, four-year-old daughter, Riker.
Riker, not
Stryker. Rhymes the Stryker, so right. We could do a gimmick with that.
Riker.
But yeah, still a big fan of landscaping and lawn work and admires the landscapers in the neighborhood. Yeah, very much.
Are you letting him mow the grass yet?
Not yet, but he's...
Not with a real
mower. He trails me, like he shadows me when I do it. So he's studying. You know?
Nice. I love it.
So, yeah, so I'm grooming him for the future.
Named after the famous penal island outside of New York, right?
You can say that. But
You got to go with that.
Yeah, we should go with
that. Star Wars Next Generation character, I believe, was Riker.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay,
really?
I didn't know.
The nerd
Jonathan
on you.
Jonathan Frakes was Captain Riker.
Did you know he was such a nerd?
I didn't. Star Wars.
I had no idea Star Wars.
I watched a little bit of it.
So. Are you more Star Wars or Trek?
I don't know either one very much.
Like, you just said Riker was a Star Wars character. Well. You know it pretty well.
Yeah, I watched Next Generation. About
do you have a Jar Jar Binks collectible anywhere in your house?
Not Jar Jar. That was the end of Star Wars.
That's... How about a Han Solo?
I don't think I have any Star Wars toys.
Okay. How about a Darth Maul?
I don't think so.
I'm just throwing out some random characters.
Princess Leia plush toy? No.
Oh, of course.
So, where was I going? I mentioned about the kids. Okay, so, backtrack, recalculating. Where was I talking?
Jets, Rodgers.
Jets getting old. Oh, yeah, the memes of him getting, you know, beat up. It's going to end badly for Rodgers and the Jets. The only question is how bad and how soon.
The only thing is the AFC East beyond Buffalo is not that great.
Even that.
So maybe if the Jets figure some stuff out, maybe they can be viable. But beyond that, it's hard to be optimistic.
You know what's great about that Miami-New England game, which I said on Friday, please black this out on my cable system. I have blacked out knowing the score. I literally, as of 1:27 on Monday, don't know who won.
Miami won.
They did.
Yes.
You don't know the score. Galdi?
I'm going to say 15-12.
No, it's very low. You don't know the score.
I mean, to your point,
who
cares?
Shit?
Yeah, right. Who cares?
They need Tua back. I mean, he stands there on the sideline. He looks fine, but I guess his head is not right yet.
All right. Who here has seen the account? I think it's a TikTok account. That guy with the list.
No,
I'm not a TikToker.
Okay, so there's a guy that keeps a list of all the things that women on TikTok say annoy them about men. And he's got it in his notes app on his phone. And every time he comes across a TikTok in which a woman says, you know what I really don't like, what gives me the ick? It's when guys will take too long to order at a restaurant. And so then it smash cuts to him on his notes app typing out, takes too long to order. And the list of things is hilarious. I have a list I am that guy with a list.
You're on the
on
list.
On this fucking league. Because last night they wouldn't play in the rain for 45 plus minutes. Oh, but there was lightning, Zabe. You don't want them to go out and get killed in the lightning. A, when has anyone been killed by lightning at a NFL game? I'll hang up and listen.
I don't know if it's happened, but all it takes is one. And then wow, we'll see you in court when we sue.
Yeah. Right. Wow, you play in the game at
exactly.
that time. Question number two. Everyone can't fit in the concourses, so there's always going to be a certain amount of people left in the stadium.
Right.
What happens to them? If they get struck by lightning,
that's
too fucking bad?
And a lot of people stayed. If you watch the game, a lot of people are still there.
Right. If you're in the parking lot and there's lightning, is the team responsible for you?
I don't know.
Okay. So these are all good points. It's bullshit theater. Second question. Or is this the fifth question? When we were young, did they ever delay games because of rain? Did they ever delay games for any reason? I remember they used to play games in Tampa where it would pour and they would have cascading waterfalls down the stairs, which they had last night, and they still fucking played. And it was a sloppy, fumbling mess. But football, Galdi, soldiered on.
Yeah, it's your NFL PA. You know how they are with stuff. So,
well, I think it's the league. I don't even think it's the PA. I think the league has just gone soft. So, other than, you know, the usual complaints, I would like to give you my list of complaints.
All right, let's hear.
With the league. You ready? Oh, no. Where's those fries? Can you remove those green beans, please?
Green beans are touching.
We need a hazmat team. Galdi, take my green beans. Oh, it's a hot plate,
fries.
There's my fries. Thank you. I appreciate that. All right, no problem.
Galdi
will have my green beans.
He literally will not eat the green beans.
No veggies.
Okay, here's my list, Sol. You ready?
Foul weed.
Thunderstorm delays. Thunderstorm delays. These bubble wrapped helmets are fucking killing me.
What?
The concussions.
Come on, Zabe. Huh?
Tell the truth. Tell the truth, Dr. Bennett Amalo. Tell the truth. These things bother me. They're the cloth masks of the NFL.
Masks.
Don't work. Total voodoo. Studies have proven it. It's doing nothing.
You're talking about the Guardian caps?
Yes.
Yeah.
With the grandma's couch.
Yeah, but they look
cover.
So good. I don't know what you're talking
like
about.
Shit.
They look awesome.
They look like shit. Well, I'm like,
I was asking him if they, because we saw it on the Browns. They have no logo, which is the color. Do they have all 32 teams with big help hats?
Yes, they've printed that shitty logos. I've seen it a couple of times now, usually one a week. If the whole league goes to those grandma covered couches, I'm out.
I'm out.
That's it, I'm out. Thunderstorm delays, bubble-wrapped helmets, penalties for gun celebrations, complicated replay system that still gets things wrong, things you still can't review despite that complicated system.
Yeah,
expedited review, which nobody knows how it works. A bunch of games exported to London, Brazil, Germany. Dynamic kickoffs that suck and are not dynamic. You can't touch the quarterback. Woke slogans in the end zone. Girl refs, no more name Redskins, and Beth Mowins. Other than that.
That's the greatest score.
Other than that. I'll see you tonight for Monday Night Football.
Yeah, exactly. They have you.
You ain't going anywhere.
They have you.
Keep your complaining.
You can't quit it. You're like a crack addict with this.
What is your main complaint before we eat our wonderful lunch here as our steaks have arrived? The number one complaint, the number one thing that you would fix if you had the power about the NFL.
I would make a more even distribution of 1 o'clock and 4 o'clock.
Exactly.
Games. I don't like that. I've never understood that. I would go personally with staggered start times a la the NCAA tournament and do like 12:45, 1:15, 1:30, 1:45. And
you're killing the witching hour. You know that.
I understand that. Yeah. But imagine you could have one great finish after another potentially if you stagger start times like that. Instead, they've done this universal cookie cutter way for years where it's 1 o'clock, 4:05, 4:25,
1:01,
and they overload on the 1 o'clock way too much. And
well, part of this geography thing, they want the West Coast to be in the late window. So if you don't have enough West Coast games, you're gonna have problems. You're gonna be making West
4 o'clock East Coast game. It's not that late.
Well, but okay. Right. So I guess what happens then if there's not enough West Coast teams playing on the West Coast?
Then that's why you have 4 o'clock East Coast games. Right.
But that would be noon West Coast. That'd be fine, I guess.
Yeah.
But then, I don't know. The reason they did it, Galdi, is because they wanted to juice the ratings of the national primetime afternoon
and
game.
Half the time
leading into 60 Minutes and Murder, She Wrote.
Yeah, but it's a different world.
It's a different world.
We're not in that world anymore. And the other thing is the bye weeks, are too early and too late.
They already started them.
Condense.
Week 5 to 14.
Cluster the bye weeks through like 8 through 11, something like that. Everyone
Why
has a bye
did
week
they
then.
Start spreading out the bye weeks?
Because they want to.
They want more games.
Yeah, lack of product.
They want 30 teams or, 28 teams playing each
week. It's a competitive disadvantage to me.
All right, Solly, what would you change about the NFL?
I'm with Galdi. That's a pet peeve of mine for years has been the too many 1 o'clock games. As you count them down with the 1-8, 2-2, 1-1 lineup. It's routinely there's a bad 4 o'clock game that's the national.
Galdi's got that handled. We're gonna take over the NFL and fix it. Can you pick something else?
Oh boy, off the top of my head, can we get rid of Goodell?
Yes, that's a good one right there. Fire Goodell.
The man is a fool.
Mine would be, of course, death to replay.
Wow, that too.
There you go.
Oh, that
death
too.
To replay. Replay.
That's
is
across
dead
all sports.
But let's start with the NFL.
Yeah,
that's the big one. The rest of the dominoes will boop, tumble behind it.
That's true.
All right, let's eat some lunch. Shall we? Still on track for a 2 o'clock departure, Galdi.
Beautiful.
But I got to run you. I got to run you through a few more things. How was your steak?
Excellent.
Mine was excellent as well. Solly had the chicken parm here as part of the power lunch at the Palm and Tyson's
Corner. It is in fact delicious. Although
you only had a little bit of it. What's the matter? Are you feeling upset?
I'm very full from yesterday because you texted me yesterday, and I had about 3 bowls of pasta yesterday at my mother-in-law's.
3 bowls?
Yeah, I was so full.
What kind of pasta? Rigatelli, rigatoni, spaghetti fettuccine, rotini.
And she makes like
the tubes, the wagon wheels.
I think 2 2-pound boxes for the 4 of us. And
get up closer to the mic there.
And I had a plenty of it. And then I saw your text. I'm like, oh, I want
You're like,
I don't even need the food.
Okay. Well, you bring that home.
I will bring that home. Yes.
You can eat it later on.
Absolutely.
Give it to your dogs.
No, they can't eat this. Diarrhea all night, Galdi. Are you kidding me?
Galdi, you look very lean.
Oh, thank you.
Am I to be concerned about that, or is that the cruising weight that you want to be at?
No, I've adjusted my diet and workout approach, but I think I may have gone a little too far.
Are you doing more than before?
No, but I adjusted the diet to where I wanted to get as cut as I could, but I did lose some mass, so I'm trying to put some of that mass back on. So,
fruits, vegetables, the good stuff, right, Zay?
All the good stuff I hate.
Water disagrees with you.
It tears
my system up, but I had to have some because I had something going on with my throat.
Galdi, you'd be proud. I lost about 15 pounds.
Good for you. You look good, yeah.
Frankly, just by eliminating soda, we got rid of soda.
Absolutely.
And I eat like oranges and bananas like once or twice a week.
Oh.
That's about it.
Yeah.
I'm not exercising. I'm not.
You cut out
your
sugar?
But you're trying, and you once said, Solly, never try.
Well, I don't want to die.
Trying is for suckers, you said.
I do.
You would often
live.
Say to me, Zabe, you're not nearly as fat as some people.
Well,
I don't know what you have to worry about.
I mean, look at some 350-pounders, these whales out here. We look great compared to these people.
You're an Adonis.
Yeah, you're an Adonis. Look at you. Look at you, Leo.
You ever think about doing a weight loss or fitness and diet channel on social media, Galdi? Do you give any tips out on the Al Galdi podcast on how you live your life?
I don't.
Why not?
Because the truth is that the tips are very simple, and all these other programs, I mean, they're fine.
You're not breaking any new ground.
No. Like, I know how to get better shape.
Yeah.
Exercise, eat right, cut down carbs, cut down sugar. It's very simple.
There are 2 or 3 simple principles. You stick to those, you'll do well.
But it's just hard to do for willpower, right?
Do you remember at the peak of Lizzomania,
Lizzo,
when Jillian Michaels, the Biggest Loser gal, who I love, by the way.
She's all right.
And they were calling her, Lizzo, bold, proud, unapologetic, sexy, fun. And she said, well, type 2 diabetes is not very fun.
Oh.
And people attacked.
Yeah.
They're like, how dare you?
You can't fat shame anyone.
Guess who now is in getting herself in shape?
Yeah.
Lizzo.
Wow.
Lizzo.
With Jillian.
Solly. No, not with her. But Lizzo has lost a lot of weight. And she's posting Douglas-ened post-workout sweat videos.
Yeah.
Lizzo is putting in the work.
Good.
She wants to be Adele. I'm all about it.
Good for her. Listen, she can sing. She's great at that. So,
yes.
More power to her.
Yeah. And if Lizzo's skinnier than me, then I've got a real problem.
She's a long way to go.
If she can do it, I'm like, fuck. Now, really, what are my excuses at this point? Okay, the steak was delicious. If I just stuck to the steak and didn't have the bread that went with the lobster bisque and the French fries.
Those fries are looking right at
and
you.
Push those green beans as far from your plate as possible.
The green beans got ejected from my plate like Steve Javi on a night in which he was pissed off at some player in the NBA. Okay, speaking of eating, Did you see Gardner Minshew eat a booger?
No.
No.
You do often see guys go to the nose on the sidelines there.
Okay,
not,
I'm going to need a ruling on this.
It was not a pick. Not a pick.
Not a pick.
Okay. Here he is.
Careful.
Gardner Minshew, you tell me, is he in fact eating his own booger?
It could be.
Maybe, it's possible.
Maybe there's something in that mustache.
It's disturbingly possible. Close. Like, why would you put your finger after you've picked your nose so close to your mustachioed mouth?
Well, he's not doing anything else there on the sidelines with the Aiden O'Connell point.
Why would he be reluctant to put it on the ground? Like, what is that, sacred ground on an NFL sideline? Like, who knows what kind of things are on the ground? Yeah, right.
Must, I mean, hose that down after every
game.
That's
kind of strange.
Have you seen the Bill Belichick Netflix series, or the Netflix series on Hernandez, and the way they portrayed Belichick?
Yeah, I watched
the actor,
the FX
show. Here he is. This is one of the most comically bad...
It's like
physical
Caliendo doing it.
No, but it's even worse. They've got him leaning back. Look at that Galdi.
He's, what's that guy's name? Norbert Leo Butts.
I don't know.
That's his name. He's a big Broadway actor.
That is bad.
But yeah, he's doing like this bad Caliendo impression. The show's pretty good. They've had
there, look at him right there.
Four episodes
look at
so far.
The face he makes.
Right.
He's trying to do the dyspeptic.
Right.
You know,
and the voice is that
disgruntled. Yeah, who cares?
It's so very good.
We do tight ends.
The guy who's Aaron Hernandez is pretty good, and it's I mean, it's the Tebow's in there, and Urban Meyer, and it's pretty good.
Have you seen the latest girlfriend picture with Belichick?
Oh no!
Did he break up with the other one?
No, the 23-year-old.
Oh yeah,
so,
yeah, yeah.
So here she is, of right course. There. Is she 23? Yeah, 23. Well, there he is, posing with her by a lighthouse somewhere in New England with the sun setting behind him. And we're supposed to just be like, yeah, that's fine. He's, what, 67 years old?
I think he's 70.
70 years old?
Well, that's the girl he's been with for months now, right?
Yes. So, yeah. Yes, same one.
I mean, it's funny that he's doing so much media now. You thought he would, if he ever got out of football, that
he would
be
be a recluse.
Something.
Right.
Yeah. And now he's everywhere. You know, he's on the Manning things. He's doing commercials.
But he's allowing her to take these photos and post them all over the place.
Sucker.
Think about that.
When deep down, he'd be like, I'm not doing that. We're on to the gift shop.
Well, he must love
I'm not taking this photo. We're on to the gift shop.
He looks like such a G being with this girl like this. He must love this.
I guess. I don't know.
Who is more contemptible? Belichick at his age. For robbing the cradle like that, or her for being such a shameless, money chasing thirst trap.
I mean, it's.
I'll hang up a listener answer off the air.
They're each getting what they want.
Exactly. Which is crazy.
It's a mutually beneficial circumstance.
Wow. Did you see the Parent Trap celebration in London by the Vikings?
No.
You ever watch the Parent Trap?
Would they switch roles? Right.
With a young Lindsay Lohan who does a whole dance with her stepfather, and the Vikings actually practiced it and nailed it down to a T.
Did they get fined $50,000?
I don't think they got fined for that.
Too bad. They should be fined. That's ridiculous.
I watched with my daughters the Parent Trap because it was out when they were young. And I look back now and I think, man, Lindsay Lohan.
Sad, isn't it?
You fucked up your career so bad.
Although I think the last like 5, 6, 7 years she's been better, no? You
I don't
never
know
heard
what,
her name
anymore.
She's out there. I don't know what is actually going on.
But like she hasn't gotten arrested lately.
No, what are you, Spurrier? She's not in jail,
not in jail is she?
She's still alive. I mean, that was in question as of, 2016.
Right.
So.
All right, and then a couple of stat notes, and then a quick shot on baseball, then we're done. We talked about EPA and quarterback dropbacks. What about the strategy of down 14, scoring a touchdown, and going for two right away when you're late in the game, like 5 minutes to go or less? Can you explain that strategy, and are you down with it?
So I think the going for two thing always is dependent on like, do you see something in the opposing team by which you feel like going for two is at a heightened rate? You know what I mean? So is it like the usual 50-50 type deal? Or do you see something strategically that you can exploit?
I don't think the coaches who do it take any of
that
into account.
You're giving them too much credit.
I think they adhere to the concept of if you miss it, at least you know you've got another chance on the back end.
Right, yeah.
And if you make it, you're now in an incredibly strong position to where win. The other team is freaked out going, fuck, we're only up six.
And I don't know if you saw Arizona was down 10 they scored and went for two to be down two. And so,
which I had never seen.
I'd never
seen. So same concept.
Yeah. And then they won with a field goal, 124-23.
See, I disagree with that, though, because there is a field goal.
You can easily lose when you don't. You're down four when you don't
right.
win this. That's unattainable.
And you could say, well, winning in overtime is still a coin flip, statistically speaking.
Guess.
So therefore, when you're trailing big, go for the kill whenever possible, which would mean down 10, score a touchdown, go for two, even if it puts you down four, if you miss the miss the 2-point
Sean
conversion.
McDermott was tied and he wanted to just lose the game. So these guys, they're not very bright.
All right.
Sometimes.
I've been watching the baseball.
Yes.
I've been enjoying the baseball despite the Brewers' heartbreak. It's so funny, Goldie, how I'm mocked now for still watching baseball by listeners in Wisconsin.
Why? The Brewers are a solid team, no?
No, for watching it now that they're out.
Oh, after? No, it's been great. You see the Mets-Phillies games?
It was incredible.
Unbelievable games.
Right, and it came down to this, okay, because this is I didn't understand why they would have that disdain. Like, why are you watching? The Brewers are out. We shit the bed. What are you doing? It came down to this. This texter said, I would rather do something horrible than root for either the Mets or the Phillies. And I said, oh, I'm not rooting for anybody. I'm watching a high-level athletic contest. And that's a foreign concept to the good citizens of Wisconsin. Most of them. They're very provincial.
I guess.
They love their teams. They root like crazy for their teams. But when their teams are out, they're out.
And I think that's an issue with baseball overall. You don't get people watching national games for the sake of watching the games like you do in the NFL. Baseball, you have your team, you follow that team, you watch that team's games.
Right.
And when that team is done, you check out. That's been an issue for baseball
big time
for a while now. You don't have that national following like, say, the NFL.
We all hate the Yankees. If you don't like the Yankees, you hate the Yankees.
Oh, yeah.
So you can watch for them to lose. We're all Royals or Guardians or Tigers fans.
But it's a dream Final Four in the National League for MLB.
Oh,
when you Dodgers, Padres, Phillies, Mets, you could not have scripted that any better.
No,
like
it's
Manfred.
Yeah, you can't script it any better. Not that they did. Of course, they would
never.
Another one of my colleagues who I respect a lot, Mike Heller, didn't like me pointing out that when they should have overturned the call at second in the Yankees-Royals game on Saturday night because it showed Jazz Chisholm was clearly out. In my opinion, Goldie, don't know if you saw that play in particular, but he got tagged out. Replay had not one, not two, three great angles on it. And Ron Darling even said, well, they're going to overturn this.
Darling.
Yeah, they did. I said the problem is with replay, you've got a New York team with the replay center in New York.
Right.
Yeah. And the league office is in New York. It's a bad look. And he scoffed at me and he said, put your tinfoil hat down. And I said, I'm sorry, Mike. Are you claiming that teams and leagues don't want their biggest markets and their shiniest teams on the biggest of stages? Are you saying that? They didn't even want to believe that bias exists. He's like, so what do you think? A guy's in his earpiece going, don't overturn this? I said, no.
They don't have to say that.
Right. I said, they know.
Put your finger on the scale just a little. Like the Chiefs. They've
won
four straight games. Could have lost all four of them if the refs made one call.
Right. The replay guys know how the king likes his eggs cooked. And he gives the king his eggs sunny side up the way he likes them.
After Tim Donaghy,
you
should be open to anything. You don't have to believe everything, but
right.
you should be open to anything because that was so instructive. People for years dismissed these NBA conspiracy theories, and the Donaghy scandal showed us there was truth to at least some of it.
Jontay Porter.
Right.
His brother makes $35 million a year, and he's throwing games for $20,000.
Yeah. Which... Hey, Ghost of David Stern, how is Tim Donaghy doing these days? I know you're dead, Ghost of
Stern. Still here. Is he dead, or is he in jail now? I don't know where Donaghy is. I'll find him, though. He's probably
That's
in hell.
Mr. Donaghy.
In hell somewhere.
Exactly.
Mr. Donaghy.
Did you see Jerks and Profar putting the jerk in Jerkson?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
What a move that was.
That's his thing, man. He's got that
jerk.
He robs a home run of Mookie Betts' left field wall in a sea of arms and fans and gloves and whatnot,
and then
pretends like he didn't get it. And you got Betts rounding second. The TV crew's already put home run on the board, and then he goes, psych, got the ball.
And he baited those outfielder fans.
Right? That's, you know, fantastic.
And then a few innings later, they threw a ball at him. And had
yeah,
to stop he, the game
he
for
is a
minutes.
Great heel. Pro far. He's good for the sport because he gets people talking about it. He's good.
That's right. Yeah.
And then there is Nick Castellanos with the game-winning hit and an incredible back and forth. Blown lead. Phillies, Vientos, Mets, game two.
Mark Vientos.
So apparently in the previous at-bat to going yard earlier in the game, Nick Castellanos got mock cheered for not swinging at a pitch in the dirt. They had a tight shot on his face, and you could see him clearly say, Galdi, he's fucking people. And then he hits a home run and he's cheered like a hero. It is the pure essence of Philly sportsdom, is it not?
It is.
That
they're
psychos
are.
Like that.
He hates his own fans.
They are. Now they but when you do well, they love you.
Exactly.
So.
Yeah.
And then they had a highlight cut to Grimace.
I saw Grimace there.
It was like the producers did a great job where they're showing the fans going crazy, the Phillies high five, and they won the game. And then there's a cut to some guy with a Grimace. With a Grimace costume in his hands doing the surrender cobra. Oh, fuck. All right. The Al Galdi podcast, available wherever and whenever you get your podcasts. Download now. What episode are we on?
We are 900 plus. 926 will be Tuesday.
Okay, 926. Remind me to
let's yes, 1270, I believe.
Okay, very good. 1270 on that. Yes, nice, good. I haven't counted the Zabecast episodes.
Oh, you got to do that.
I mean, I probably have the drop on both you guys. Not bragging or anything,
probably.
But just saying.
You probably do. Yeah.
All right, get your podcasts, which is the wave of the future. It is Netflix for your ears, as I like to say.
So they say.
All right, Galdi. You want any dessert?
I'm good, man. Thank you.
Exactly. Right. Just a little nibble of some mashed potatoes there. The man of ironclad discipline.
Just a couple of carbs. That's all he had. Just a nibble.
All right. Your valet is waiting, my friend. We'll talk to you next week. Thank you.
So what happens now? Is the food free or do we pay someone?
Of course not. They send you a bill.
Your time and expertise are valuable. Making Focus one of the most important resources to have at work. These days, professionals spend nearly half the work week on written communication, and it can be difficult to stay on task with all the emails and documents you have to get through. With Grammarly as your AI writing partner, you can stay focused and quickly get through your work with relevant real-time suggestions wherever you write. It works across 500,000 apps and websites, so it can help with everything from brainstorming presentation ideas to sounding more confident and persuasive in emails and reports. For 15 years, Grammarly has offered best-in-class communication support and enterprise-grade security on a business model that doesn't sell your data. 93% of professionals report that Grammarly helps them get more work done. Download Grammarly for free at grammarly.com/podcast. That's grammarly.com/podcast.
Football is back, and so is winning season at MyBookie. NFL, college football, and a brand new cash-out system give you options on how to bet and to win all season long. First two legs of your parlay hit? Great. Get out while the getting is good. Cash out and use the funds on another bet, or let it ride for the chance at a bigger payday. Use early cash outs as a tool to stay in control of the action at MyBookie. To get started, go to MyBookie.ag now and register for an account for free. When you're ready, make your first deposit. Just use promo code ZABE, Charlie, Zulu, Alpha, Bravo, Echo, and grab a welcome bonus on the house. That's promo code ZABE to claim your deposit bonus. And for a limited time, a free chip to use in the MyBookie casino. You can bet anything, anytime, anywhere, only with MyBookie.